Cuvier, mobile again. Now, taking care of one of my little hobbies this morning. I went out today and fabricated my base for my new tower.
Okay, yeah, you was talking about that yesterday.
Base fabricated, and I'm going to go back over there on Tuesday or Wednesday, and he's going to help me make a bracket to tie on to the side of my building.
Good idea. How tall is that one going to be?
And, up at about 16 or 17 feet up, I'm going to tie it into a 6x6 beam. My building is a pole building.
Right. That should work. That way you don't have to guy it.
You know, let's see. 35 feet of it. They say 35 feet is freestanding, so I should be fine. But, you know, hey, I'm not putting a heavy antenna up there. The wind load on the antenna is like 0.6, and it only weighs 20 pounds, so, hey, it's next to nothing.
Get good with that.
Get up to 88 degrees. Are we having fun yet? Not in the heat.
I just came in and took a shower. I've been out there and working in the yard since 7:30.
Okay. You're just been a little bit too much of an eager beaver for me, Bubba.
Yeah, right.
This morning I was down there at the fab shop at 7 o'clock. I just half finished up, so that's about 3.5 hours of cutting and welding. So, anyhow, I got that bottom portion finished, and I am ready, Freddy.
Before you put the concrete.
Now, since it's attached to the side of the building, I'm going to put about, 3 foot by 3 foot by about 2 foot.
Work.
All I really need is some way to keep it from kicking out at the bottom, you know.
Right.
And this ground up there where I'm putting this thing, ooh, son, that stuff's harder than your mother-in-law's heart.
You ain't right.
Like it is. Pump some fuel, big guy. I'm going to be right back in a couple of minutes.
I got a couple things I got to do anyway. I was just walking through here and heard you. All right, drive safe out there, Steve. Stay out of that hot weather.
What to do? I hope she's good looking. Later on, bud. 73, KN4, VWA. I'm clear.
Roger that. N4WRO.